Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Top 5, the patron-only podcast where I, Josh Earl, sit down with a good friend of mine. We talk through a subject of my choice or their choice. And today, my friend, it's Tim Clark. Yes.
Hello. Thank you, Top 5 listeners. Thank you, Josh. Hooray for Pottywood. Podcasts, night of nights, all the stars are here.
I like to say that Top 5 is the Oscars of the podcasting world.
Well, we're recording here live at the Kodak Theatre in beautiful downtown LA. Nothing wrong's happening here.
We're waiting for the stars to walk through. We are...
Who's that cheekily grinning in the front? That's Jack Nicholson.
Oh, Jack, how are your Lakers doing? Yes, we are.
I'm not going to do an...
No, go on. Sorry, I cut the mic off there.
You talking to me? Jack Nicholson, 3-time Oscar winner, talking about the Oscars here on today's episode of Top 5.
We are. We're going to count down the top 5 best picture winners. Now, Tim suggested this one. I should point out at the very start... Not much of a movie buff myself.
I remember that almost immediately after suggesting the topic at hand.
But I've watched enough of these films to be able to have a top 5.
Wonderful.
There are some that didn't make it. Gladiator, goodbye. Yeah. Not in my top 5.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure you're a great film, Cavalcade, but no one gives a fuck about you. You are a pub quiz answer at best.
So if you are a movie fan, this is not going to be the podcast for you, but maybe it is. Tim, you suggested this one. Are you a big Oscars fan?
I'm a... dyed-in-the-wool Oscars fan. I love the Oscars. It's not cool in any way to love it. It's a shameful organization. They've had so many bad winners. And that's what I like. It's not like a Hall of Fame or something where they can go back and correct the problems of the past. It's set in stone. These people that you've never met before, critics, actors, they're all voting for it. And they decided in 1999 that the best picture of that year was about a pedophile living too easily in today's America.
All right, so I had a friend of mine at uni, Corey, that was his name. He was a huge Oscars fan. It was like his AFL grand final day, and he got us all very excited about the Oscars. And for 3 years while I was doing performing arts with Corey, he would make sure we all watched all the nominees and would sit down and watch Hollywood's Night of Nights, and I was only into it for the stand up at the start, and then I'm like, all right, I'm out now. Thanks, Corey.
I've seen Uma be introduced to Oprah and vice versa. I'm out.
I've seen Billy Crystal somehow be in all the films.
I mean, he was a great Legolas. Let's admit it. He was fantastic. He should have won Supporting Actor that year.
This is the other thing the Oscars have changed. It used to be quite, like, they didn't take the films that seriously. The year that City Slickers was up for Best Supporting Actor, the old guy who got up and did a push-up on stage.
1991, Jack Palance.
Amazing.
Great win. Yeah.
You don't have movies like that get nominated for Oscars anymore. You don't see The Wrong Missy starring David Spade up for an Oscar.
I mean, I saw people say Lauren Lapkus should be getting something.
Yeah.
She was getting some early buzz, but yeah, it's hard. It's very, very rare, but the ones that pop through really, I'm thinking of like the Bridesmaids year.
Yeah.
Kevin Kline winning in the 80s, just out and out, full-blown comedy genre ones. And I'm going to be mentioning some big genre hitters later on.
All right, so we're going to start this off. I'll start so you can come home with the number one. So my number 5 is from the year 1976.
Okay.
And it is One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, starring the aforementioned Jack Nicholson.
Hey, I'm walking here.
Now, I saw this. Corey made me watch this. He was one of these guys. Go, you should watch a lot of these films. This is a great film. He got me to watch that. He got me to watch Nashville, which was also nominated that year, which is a great film.
Jaws as well that year.
I've got him here. So for the listener, Tim's doing that off the top of his head. So he's very smart. Dog Day Afternoon.
That's right.
I've never seen.
And nope, can't think of it.
I'll give you a hint. Stanley Kubrick.
Oh, Barry Lyndon.
There it is. 3 hours, 7 minutes runtime.
That is a great five movie lineup.
It's a good year, isn't it?
Very, very good.
Yeah. So I've seen Jaws, I've seen Barry Lyndon, I've seen Nashville, I saw One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. I would say Nashville would be my favourite of those films.
Mm-hmm. Very, very good.
But it's a very good film, but it's also a very easy watch. I actually saw it at the Astor Theatre. They had over in Paran area. And I don't know if you remember Poppy King from Good News Week, and Poppy King had her own brand of makeup and stuff like that. She was just a 90s celebrity, like a TV chef is a celebrity now. She was out and about.
Oh.
She was in front of me, and I was like, wow, this is like amazing. This must be really high living in Melbourne. Yeah,
the Ian Huey Hewitson of
exactly,
makeup.
Yes.
Took me a long time. It was that? It was him or Jamie Jury, I'll be honest. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Great. Yeah. Did you watch the Ratched miniseries on Netflix?
No, I haven't seen that.
I did. It's completely different.
Yeah.
I think it's pure Ryan Murphy all the way through. So if you like American Horror Story, it's very, very camp and silly like that.
Yeah.
Enjoyable.
I haven't seen One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest in a long, long time. So I'm not sure how it dates these days. But at the time, I really enjoyed it, and for years annoyed people with bad jokes about smothering with a pillow and then chucking whatever it was through the window and escaping.
I think it was like a water fountain?
Yeah, yeah. It was something heavy. I was going to think a safe, but I'm thinking they're not having a safe in the institution they were in.
The rooms themselves are safe, though. Padded. It's a great one. Early Christopher Lloyd, early Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
Still looking like absolute freaks in there before they got Taxi. It's great.
Yeah. They were both in Taxi.
They both were.
Surely the casting director just saw that film and went, they're both good, we'll put them in this.
Well, that's why Christopher Lloyd was in a lot of other directed by Danny DeVito movies.
Ah.
And he played himself in Man in the Moon, directed by Milos Forman.
Yeah, and Danny DeVito plays is it George Zimmerman? No.
George. He plays acquitted murderer George Zimmerman.
What's his name? He's Seinfeld's.
That scene where he had to sell the gun on eBay just to pay for his medical bills.
I forget his name.
Yeah, the Andy Kaufman guy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Seinfeld's manager.
Yeah.
From the movie Comedian, where he tells the other comedian in that.
Orny Adams,
just you're good, just calm down a bit.
Yeah.
Just calm down, which I wish he was around many, many Melbourne open mics. Just go, hey, you're funny, just take it down a notch.
Fun fact, that documentary was originally called Do I Make You Orny, Baby? My number five, I'm going into the 70s as well. I didn't want to crowd any decade too much, so I've decided I'm going with five decades, and I've chosen my favourite of them. I've had to go, I'm guaranteed this is on your list.
Okay.
I'm going with the 70s.
Yep.
I'm going to open the envelope, I've contained it here. The best picture of the 70s is La La Land. Little joke for you there. little joke. It was an offer I couldn't refuse. I'm taking The Godfather.
Not on my list.
Not on your
you
list.
Know what? I've never seen The Godfather.
Never seen The Godfather.
I've never seen The Godfather. Never seen Godfather 2.
Mm.
I had a joke for many years about The Godfather 2 in my set, but it's one of those films that you don't have to have watched it to know all the references if you've ever seen The Simpsons.
What was your joke explaining the entire plot of Godfather Part 2 in about 3 minutes and getting progressively faster and faster?
No, I do that with Forrest Gump.
There we go.
Yeah. But my one was that I had an argument with a chess player and woke up and found this in my bed, and it's The Knight's Piece.
Very good.
There you go.
And you said that was from Godfather Part 2?
That's from Godfather Part 2, isn't
That's
it?
That's one.
Oh, is it? So yeah. There you go. I've never seen it. There you go.
That's probably why people were always laughing at you.
I never mentioned The Godfather. I just had it there. For those who got it, they got it. For those who didn't.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I had to include The Godfather in a list of best picture winners. It's almost... it's bigger than the award itself. It's like the most famous movie of all time. It's the most famous movie to have won this award. It was a huge box office success at the time. It kind of throws out the theory that you need this popularity Oscar as well. It was a huge hit. I think it was the biggest grossing film of the year. It's The Godfather. How much more can I tell you to watch The Godfather than any other podcast hosted by two white guys has told you in the past?
I'm currently watching The Sopranos, and there's so many mentions to the film in Sopranos as well.
Hmm.
And I've watched Donnie Brasco. I've watched Goodfellas. I just have not sat down with what some will say the original and watched it all.
The true Mount Rushmore of gangster films.
Yes.
The Godfathers, Goodfellas, Donnie Brasco.
Donnie Brasco is a good film.
It is good.
It's really good.
It wasn't up there on nominees for 1997.
It wasn't. All right. So, The Godfather. Okay, I'm going to have to go and watch The Godfather now. It's fucking 3 hours, though. It's so long.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.